Esther Cooley here. Interesting, we find in the news here that a group of Jezebels, I mean, female pastors, which, by the way, isn't even possible. There's no such thing as a female pastor. Where do you find in the Bible a female pastor? You don't. You find Jezebel usurping the authority over men and making herself a spiritual leader, but there's no such thing as a female pastor. However, these female pastors in Iowa have come together and they have said that they support Planned Parenthood and they support Planned Parenthood of Heartland and the work that they are doing for women, and they want to counterbalance the religious argument, they say. Because it's a religious argument, they say. No, it's not a religious argument. First of all, life is life and it's protected under the Constitution. The Bill of Rights, it's protected under that. We all understand that. But anyway, these women have come together, these Jezebels, they've come together, and they've said that they want to support Planned Parenthood. And their churches don't necessarily support that. That's their way of getting around their 501c3 political activism clause that they have there, and their tax-exempt status, so they don't get in trouble for what they're doing. But these Jezebels have come together, and they basically said that it's okay for women to get an abortion, and we support Planned Parenthood. Now, you think about this. There's two problems with this. Number one, it's an authority issue. These women have no authority to stand in a pulpit. Why? Because the Bible says, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp over the authority over a man, nor to usurp authority over a man, but to be in all subjection. Right? It says, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it's not permitted for them to speak. The Bible says very clearly, they're not to speak in the church. It also says, the bishop must be the husband of one wife, ruling well his own house. Well, that would be a problem because a female pastor cannot rule well his own house because they're not a he. See, when you break down the boundaries, when you ignore the scriptures, how do these people get around the scriptures? How do they get around the epistles? How do they get around? Why? The Bible says Eve was in the transgression being deceived. The Bible says her place is to be a keeper at home, that the word of God be not blasphemed. But these Jezebels have usurped authority. They've jumped into pulpits. Which, by the way, those churches are not real churches. If they have a female pastor, that's not a real church. That's not a biblical church. It might be an assembly of some sort, but it's not a New Testament assembly. No, it wouldn't be that. New Testament assemblies don't have women for pastors. Women are not allowed to usurp authority over a man. Women are not allowed to step into the pulpit and pastor a church and to lead a church. The Bible's very clear that it's men that are called. We don't see one woman ordained by Jesus Christ, do we? We don't see one of the... Jesus never chose a female apostle, did he? Or a female disciple, did he? He never chose one. Why? Because it's not their place. Paul never ordained one female bishop, did he? No. So if the Bible doesn't have an example of that, where does it come from? Well, Jezebel was a spiritual woman. She was a daughter of Baal, right? Of a priest of Baal. But you know what? She was religious. What does the end times say? What did Jesus say in the end times? That there'd be that prophetess that would come that would seduce my servants to sin and to commit fornication and to eat things offered unto idols. Who is that? That's Jezebel. That's the spirit of these women. And notice, if you study the Bible, do a study of Jezebel. Wherever Jezebel opposes, there's always bloodshed. Well, what are these Jezebel pastors, these female pastors, what do they want to do? They want to support Planned Parenthood. They want to support abortion. They want to support the murder of babies. Why? Because they're a bunch of Jezebels. They want to sacrifice to Baal. That's exactly what they want to do. You see, that spirit of Jezebel will wrap all of it in a Christian veneer. These women will wrap it all into a Christian veneer and act like they're Christians. You can't be a Christian and support the murder of babies and support Planned Parenthood. You're not saved. You're not a child of God. You're a devil. You're possessed. And you need to be born again by the Spirit of God. These women that can ignore all of the scriptures and make themselves pastors of churches, they are Jezebel. And they seduce the servants of the Lord to sin. And that's what they're doing. They need to be denounced for what they are. Lost, wicked, heathens that need to be saved by the grace of God before they split hell wide open. So it's no surprise that these Jezebels have a bloodlust and a bloodthirst to see babies killed by Planned Parenthood. There's no surprise there, is there? No, shouldn't be. All part of Satan's plan. These women are nothing more than seducers. They're there to seduce the people of God and try to make sin look okay and to condone the murder of babies. Same spirit as Jezebel in the Bible. Servants of Baal. Same thing. God help us. We need to stand up against this stuff and speak out against it.